We are coming to you. I guess we're not live. This is not live, right?
No.
This is pre-recorded.
Pre-recorded. Audience.
But anyway, today we are touching our first subject with Darren. And he brought up the mysterious Bermuda Triangle. Everybody knows about the Bermuda Triangle, right?
One of my favorite missing...
Yeah, it's a very popular subject. But you found another place that we're going to talk about. And what is it called?
The Nevada Triangle.
You say Nevada. Some people say Nevada. I guess it's either, right? Nevada. I say Nevada.
Depends on where you're from, I guess.
I guess, yeah. So
Nevada.
However. I had kind of heard about this place. It's literally a triangle in the Sierra Nevada Mountains. And it looks like, from this picture, I'm using a website called Legends of America. There's another one called Only in Your State, and then knpr.org.
Yeah.
Basically, it looks like it starts in Southern California, almost like Los Angeles area, and then it goes over to Nevada, and it goes back up to, is that Fresno? Reno, up to Reno.
Covers the Sierra Nevada, down by LA, I think is what I read. Just shy of LA, maybe, but it also borders Area 51.
So it's basically just a huge 25,000 mile mountain desert area, is what it is. Just crazy climates, hot, humid, or arid, mountainous, rocky, sandy. And what it's saying here is that 2,000 planes have been lost in the last 60 years. That's
insane.
That's a lot.
That is a lot of planes.
That's a lot. That might be more than Bermuda in a 60-year time frame there. It might be more. I'm not sure, but we'll find out. So it's very remote. There's not a lot of people that live there, so that's probably why people go not being found when they go missing there.
Could be.
A lot of it, I wonder, has to do with Area 51. Communications aren't great. Maybe your radio gives out.
Maybe they've got a warlock system that's blocking out communications.
So, it's defined as Las Vegas to southeast to Fresno and then back to Reno. So it's a perfect triangle.
Britannica says that 50 ships and about 20 airplanes have gone missing in the Bermudas. So,
only 50?
Well, that's what I'm finding.
Okay.
But, I mean, it could be more because it covers 500,000
square miles.
1,510,000 square miles.
So 50 there. Compared to 2,000 planes here in the Nevada Triangle. And you wonder why Bermuda is more popular, right?
Yeah, probably.
So I was reading
probably
this.
Probably because Amelia Earhart went missing.
That's true. Yeah, she's like the end-all be-all when it comes to missing pilots.
And then there was the flight squadron that just totally disappeared in the Bermuda Triangle.
I'm reading here. One of the earliest planes lost, and I'm reading straight from Legends of America. One of the earliest planes lost in the triangle is a story dating back 70 years when a B-24 bomber crashed in the mountains in 1943. The bomber, taking flight on December 5th, was piloted by Willis Turvey, and it carried four other crew members. The flight was a routine night training mission, taking off from Fresno, and it just crashed, never reappeared. So the next day they started a search to find a missing plane, and rather than finding it, that bomber went missing.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, you ever watch It's Always Sunny?
No.
There's an episode called Cat in the Wall, It's about cat in the wall. D loses a cat in the wall. Cat just goes off. Okay. So they start putting other cats in the wall to find the other cat. And then they go missing. That's what this is, right?
Right.
They just keep sending planes and planes. The search, the investigation into the second bomber's loss stated that he experienced high wind turbulence and lost hydraulic pressure. Obviously, once that happens, if you lose pressure,
yeah,
you're not going to fly anymore. I saw here one of the guy's sons. So Clinton Hester was the co-pilot's father. He started a search that lasted for 14 years trying to find the plane.
Wow.
Until he died. That is so crazy.
That is insane.
Now, these planes, you understand with the Bermuda Triangle, when a plane crashes or a boat crashes or whatever, it's lost. It's right. In the sea.
It's
probably a billion different pieces once it hits the bottom, right?
Yeah.
Like it's pulled apart. It's wrenched apart.
It can float many different places.
Everywhere.
In the mountains, though.
In the mountains, yeah. It's got to be somewhere.
Right.
Right? So they just go completely missing. 2,000 of these things. At a certain point, does there come a certain point where you just don't fly there?
You would think. Common sense would say 2,000 planes have been missing.
Right.
Let's put this as a no-fly zone.
I think one of the theories, and this might translate to this too, but for the Bermuda Triangle, was the magnetic zone where it like reverses magnetism, and that's what causes engines to fail. And you know,
I think I've heard something like that. There is a low magnetic, like a low magnetic or
like a shift where it reverses,
possibly,
right? And that won't allow your compass to work. It makes you feel sick and disoriented because you're just off.
Right. Pilots have even said that things appear to be upside down.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe it is a keyhole into another dimension.
It might be like a portal, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be fascinating. But
yeah, like in the mountains, is it truly because of the way that the wind gusts flow? One of the, KNPR said that there's a jet stream that flows in through there, and the way it comes up one side of the mountain is nice and smooth, but then it's just fast and crushing on the other side. But why is Area 51 chosen that spot if it's so dangerous?
Maybe they chose it because it is dangerous.
Could be.
It's going to deter people, right?
Right.
From flying over it. I remember when we flew to LA back in 2017, on the way there, we hit a bunch of turbulence over the mountains. And I remember just looking down and it was violent turbulence.
Right.
I was terrified because I'm like looking down and you look at the, you know how the plane, they got the maps on the chairs sometimes, and you can see where you're at.
Uh-huh.
And I remember looking at that. We're close to Area 51.
Okay.
And it's just blacked out. You can't see anything.
Right.
And then you just see the terrain. I was so scared because I'm like, what if we go down?
Now you know you were in probably the Nevada Triangle.
I might have been, dude. That's terrifying. Especially when you're that high up. I mean, how does the mountains and terrain affect you at that level?
Right. Right. Well, so, if you know, if you crashed and happened to survive, the air pressure is thinner up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
there's a whole, like, we live on the east. I'd say we're Midwest, obviously, but we're technically East America.
Yeah.
Right. They just don't say Middle East.
No.
Right? But on the west side of the country, it's a whole different atmosphere. Everything is complete. I don't know if you've ever been out there or not, but it's completely different than what we're used to.
Right.
Right?
I've got family in North Dakota, so I've spent a lot of time North Dakota and South Dakota.
Everything just feels different than what we know here, right?
Yeah.
The air is different, just everything.
I'm not so sure about. I've been in California, and it seemed like life was at a rush there.
Yeah,
it seemed very stressed. But in North Dakota, South Dakota, Utah, Wyoming,
yeah,
it just seems like life is at a slower
pace.
Feels more relaxed, in my opinion. It just feels more relaxed.
That's fascinating to me how 2,000 planes would go missing, and it seems like they don't have any kind of explanation. Like, all the planes, for the most part, had the same mechanical failures, you know? And the Air Force...
Well, if you read down here, it says, after military plane went missing May 9th, 1957, he was piloting a T-33 training jet. The plane disappeared on a flight to Arizona. After a thorough search without success, the Air Force declared the 23-year-old pilot officially dead. However, 54 days later, the pilot reappeared.
What?
Gaunt and dressed in tattered and filthy clothing, he had made his way to the Camp Kings Canyon National Park backcountry east of Fresno, California.
So he survives the crash. He's probably pretty messed up. He's probably got concussions and... messed up.
He described when something in the plane exploded, he briefly blacked out but came back in time to eject from his plane. Badly injured both ankles when he landed, dragging his parachute to help him keep warm, he crawled over 20 miles in the freezing temperature at 12,000 feet elevation for 15 days without food or shelter.
Oh my gosh. Then he found a cabin where he got enough food and fishing equipment. He fished and killed deers.
With his side pistol.
That's nuts, dude. That's like a movie.
That is.
And he's got broken ankles.
Wonder if it is a movie somewhere.
It might be. That's nuts. But then they start to say, you know, they questioned his story because his disappearance during the midst of the Cold War and because they could not find any remains of his plane.
Yeah.
Maybe he was a ditcher. What do they call him?
In 1977, the Boy Scouts found his jet canopy.
Oh.
But the plane's wreckage has never been found.
It's like, where does it go?
Right. Where does it go?
That's crazy. I mean, the guy lived a crazy life, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder
if... The wreckage has never been found.
Wonder if the aliens from Area 51 are scavenging planes to make a new ship to get home.
That's what I wonder. Like, Area 51, they say... I mean, the theory is there was an alien.
Right.
That alien had to have companions.
Right.
Because they only captured one of them, right? Maybe they dispersed.
One, different stories. One alien was supposedly alive. Three aliens were supposedly dead.
Yeah.
But I know in the military, if someone goes missing, you send a search party.
Yeah. They send more to come and find them.
Not every time, but, you know, a lot of times.
Unless, like, if you confirm they're dead.
Right.
Then you wouldn't. But there's no way to confirm, you know? Yeah. I mean, they confirmed this guy was dead, and then he shows up a couple days later. So, I don't know. And that's the thing about the Sierra Nevada Mountains. It is so... It's nature in its purest form.
Absolutely.
Right? It's nothing.
And there's... It seems like there are several seasons. Kind of like Indiana.
Uh-huh.
You know, we can have... winter in the morning and August, summer in the afternoon and back to fall. And
dude, but I'm telling you, like, there were days there where it was 96 degrees during the day, but then at night it's 40 degrees, 30 degrees.
Yeah.
the desert is not a very forgiving place.
No, it's not.
If you're caught out there alone, and you've been to Iraq and stuff, you know, I mean, it's probably the same kind of climate out there, isn't it?
Oh, it'd be like 120 degrees in the day, and the next morning when we'd go out to our trucks at like 4 in the morning, there'd be ice.
Yeah.
There'd be ice puddles from where if it had rained or something.
Wow.
It was crazy.
The human body is just not made to be able to... That's why nobody lives there. It's not made for you to live there, right?
Right.
You just can't survive that. So
the Iraqis, though, I mean, they've figured out how to do it.
Yeah.
But at night, they're in their tents or their huts.
But for somebody that just crashed and has to survive with no resources, the chances of you surviving that are so small.
Especially injured.
Yeah. That's nuts.
What'd they say the temperature was when he crashed?
It
was
I did not see it.
Was it 12 to 20 degrees, or did it just say that it was cold?
Yeah, I didn't. It says freezing temperatures.
Freezing, yeah.
So, I mean, you think like desert, you think, oh, it's going to be hot and stuff, but it's like, no, dude, the temperature's everywhere.
Yeah, it's
like you said, they still have seasons.
Yeah, all over the place. And
it's crazy. This other guy parachuted to safety. His P-40 fell within a mile of where he landed in the remote Sequoia and Kings National Parks. The wreckage has never been found.
Wow.
Where is all this going? Do you think it's like hitting the sand and like doing like Star Wars where it gets sucked down into the sand?
Maybe there's... yeah, it could be. Could be like quicksand or... you know, if he's crashing in the Sequoias, maybe... Maybe it's just hidden in the trees or something.
Well, it's saying here on this Only in Your State website that experts claim that the climate creates a condition that can actually rip aircraft from the skies. So I guess maybe the humidity levels or the what do they call it? Like what creates turbulence? The pressure?
The air pressure and wind jets.
Doesn't allow you to stay in the air.
Okay.
Because it changes so much.
Yeah. That makes sense.
That would explain why you just crash. I mean, because, you know, airplanes, they have to ride those currents, right? Right. And if there's no current or it's changing, you're not going to stay in the air.
No, you've got to have some sort of lift and so forth. But it could be like that submarine with the
recent one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just imploding or something.
Yeah.
But also with the technology we have today, it seems like a satellite could kind of scan that area.
You'd think.
For, I don't know, reflective or...
Something.
Something.
And don't planes have like a black box? I mean, I know they wouldn't back then. But nowadays, yeah, they do.
Nowadays they do.
Because they can retrace pretty much every step that plane took from start to finish.
Now... I'm not so sure about, like, these military planes that they're talking about. Maybe it could be with, like, security issues where if enemy combatants got it, they wouldn't necessarily want that black box.
They wouldn't want them to be able to trace back all that stuff.
But I wasn't a military pilot, so I have...
But that's the thing, like, the military... It seems like to me they're so thorough, right? Like everything they do is going to be recorded or,
yeah,
you know.
But
we are talking about planes from the 40s and 50s.
True.
So that's probably why.
And if they're training planes, then you'd want to record that data.
True.
To know how the pilot was doing.
Would you ever want to get in a plane from the 1940s and 50s? Because I wouldn't.
It depends on what condition the plane was in. Like, I'd probably want to get in one of the Mustangs or something.
It seems so primitive, though. Like, not very much technology at all. And
yeah, but, you know, kind of like these old cars, they're not going to get hacked. And
true.
You're not going to be driving down the road in a 1950.
What if that was the... it wouldn't be back then, but like, what if they go missing now because they're flying over Area 51 and the government is hacking them and crashing them?
Or maybe after maybe making it look like it's crazy, and so they're ejecting, and then Area 51's taking that plane and bringing it back and landing it at Area 51.
Yeah, because now, I mean, you don't even need a pilot anymore.
No.
Right? Like, they've got they're all automated.
Aircraft.
Yeah.
Autopilot. So how hard would it be to hack an autopilot with the government's technology?
Oh, I'm sure it wouldn't be that. Wouldn't be that hard for them.
Now, are we going to go missing now?
Because I mean, the government literally hires enemies, like right. the best hackers in the world, to come and work for them.
Right.
So right. it wouldn't be that hard.
It wouldn't be out of the realm of possibilities.
And what we know is the government has done some pretty shady crap.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But it just doesn't make sense to me why you would just crash innocent civilians and like.
Well, do you ever watch the Iwu crew on YouTube?
Mm-mm.
They've gone out to Area 51, and oops. within a couple miles, they're always met with what are they, the black vans or whatever?
Yeah,
and.
Oh, like when they try to get closer to it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So and they'll see people watching them from a distance.
If you're flying, even if it's an authorized flight zone, why would an aircraft not be under the same speculation that...
You're over their air.
Right. Like, so,
yeah.
Or you're close to it you're within a mile it. Or two. So, and you could, from that high up in the sky, you could see...
I wonder if they have a tool. Remember the Hulk movie with Edward Norton?
Yeah.
Do you remember that tool they had with the sonar and it would pulse out the sound?
Yeah.
And stop yeah. him? I wonder if they have tools like that hidden in the desert that shoot up into the sky and hit these planes.
They could.
Anti-air defense?
I want to say in Cuba, back when we had first... kind of left Cuba.
Mm-hmm. During the Cold War?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had... Cuba was working... Was it Russia or Germany they were working with? But one
Russia,
of our...
Russia, probably?
I want to say Russia. They had gotten some devices that would pulse into the... Oh... The words escaped me here. Our diplomatic office.
Okay. Embassy.
Embassy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So our embassy workers would report having like headaches and nausea and stuff like that. And the conspiracy on that was Russia had kind of like a microwave pulsing device that would pulse into the building
and just mess with the magnetism of the atmosphere
with kind of the your mind and
right
and so
that would
forth.
Explain why people who go missing in the Bermuda or survivors of that have talked about feeling sick and dizzy and disoriented and like it could be that same kind of thing, right?
Could be the same concept. And like I said, this was more of a conspiracy than a proven fact, but
conspiracies, though, have to come from some morsel of fact, right?
Yeah, a fact or truth.
Something.
Because where would that conspiracy come from?
Yeah.
If there wasn't... Because they're too, conspiracies are too elaborate
right.
to just be pulled out of...
Thin air.
Thin air, yeah.
Now, even if, you know, there could be... What they're built from could be false or true or whatever, but it has to start with something there.
Right. Right.
So, and what's crazy to me is the wreckage is not being found.
They're like, not. Like,
that's nuts.
Where are they going?
Yeah. I don't know. That's fascinating. I'd like to find more about this. Maybe find a documentary or something about it. I think
yeah.
that'd be interesting.
And then kind of revisit and kind of go over separate fact and... Of course, these are facts that we're looking at right,
right.
now.
But they never settle on a explanation.
No, they don't.
They just say, "Hey, this went missing. We don't know what happened, but here's what happened. Here's what you know went missing." But they never say, "Possibly it was this, or possibly it was that." Now they're getting into the proximity to Area 51, images of paranormal, geography and wind patterns. But yeah, it's crazy stuff, man. I would never fly over there willingly.
Right. Yeah. Going over it on purpose versus accident.
And if you're a pilot, you have to know what you're getting into when you start flying over there. You have to know stories and stuff.
You would have to. I mean, I don't fly airplanes or operate ships, but I know about what happens in the Bermuda Triangle. Yeah,
you would just stay away from that area. Or if you do go into it, be very cautious about what you're doing.
I did find something. It says the weather phenomenon is sometimes called the mountain waves.
Yeah, I just saw that right when you mentioned it, where they're ripped from the air and crashed. So the mountain wave would be referring to the air currents then.
Yes. Yeah, that's...
It's almost like it's water.
Yeah, and one pilot said that he contributed flying through the Nevada Triangle, like flying through the Niagara Falls, yeah, or maybe riding through the Niagara Falls because it was so bumpy. Because
air can be rougher than water in certain ways. I mean, just look at tornadoes, you know?
Right.
It can have the same effect, if not a worse effect. Yeah. Anyway, that's interesting. All these captains and pilots and never going to be found, man. Hey, do you think that's what happened to D.B. Cooper?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Was D.B. Cooper in the Nevada Triangle?
I think he was in like North Dakota or something, South Dakota, something like that. But
I'll Google it real quick.
Yeah, I think he was more Midwest. I'm not sure, but from what I remember,
after a joint investigation with Northwest Orient Airlines and the Air Force, the FBI determined Cooper probably jumped over the town of L.A. Center, Washington.
Washington?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. It was Washington. Duh. So he's not really too close to that. But, hey, there might be another triangle up there, man.
Could be.
Oregon Trail. I don't know. I just can't get my head around 2,000 planes.
I can't either.
They had to find some of those. So... Anyway, I think we've pretty much exhausted this topic.
There's an Ozet triangle in Washington.
So these little triangles, they're everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, there's... Before we did this episode, I think I found like 50 different ones.
So if that's the case, then I wonder if it is something naturally occurring... Almost like you said, portals that are just magnetic areas, right?
Could be. Could be extraterrestrial. Could be just natural. Could just be because of the wind currents. And
yeah, because it's not just the Bermuda Triangle. And compared to the Nevada Triangle, the Bermuda Triangle is pretty small and... not as
well. It's bigger, but it is
less incidents, which is nuts because that's the one you hear about.
It is.
I don't know. Area 51, interesting. Don't go near it. Don't fly over it.
Yeah, Area 51 does bring up the question: is it bringing part of what's happening over here?
I mean, that might be why they chose that area for Area 51. right. If there's so much commotion and things are going missing, then it's like Area 51 just blends into the chaos. Right.
And then it's got a natural protection.
Yeah.
Also.
And excuses.
Yep.
It's got excuses for them to just say, well, you know, this plane goes missing. This plane went missing. Where'd this person go?
It's like, because of the mountain wave.
Yeah. It just blends into the confusion.
We didn't do anything.
So, fascinating stuff, man. Fascinating. I hope you enjoyed listening. That is our first actual episode with Mr. Darren here. You brought a good topic to the table, man.
Well, thanks. It was kind of fun to talk about.
I like it. So, let us know what you think. Stay low to the ground, guys. Don't go flying out there.
Yeah, stay away from the Nevada Triangle.
Peace!